This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A top Miami-Dade County fire official Saturday told family members of people missing in the rubble of a collapsed condo tower. Demolition workers plan to bring down the remainder of the building on Sunday. Worries have intensified over the past week. The damaged structure could come tumbling down on its own, endangering the crews below and complicating the search for victims. The approach of Hurricane Elsa from the Caribbean Sea also raises concerns that strong winds possible in South Florida by late Sunday or early Monday could further destabilize the standing portion of the towers. The confirmed death toll from the June 24th collapse stands at 22 Saturday. Officials reduced the number of missing from 145 to 126 after duplicate names were eliminated and some residents reported missing turned up safe. The Canadian military says it's on standby Saturday to help evacuate towns and fight more than 170 wildfires fueled by a record-setting heat wave and tinder dry conditions, a day after the government in Ottawa warned of a, quote, long and challenging summer ahead. At least 177 fires are active in western British Columbia, 76 of them sparked in the last 2 days, according to fire officials. Most were caused by intense lightning storms, 350 kilometers or 220 miles northeast of Vancouver. A British Columbia Wildlife Service official told public broadcaster CBC there were about 12,000 lightning strikes on Friday. Roughly 1,000 people have fled the wildfires in British Columbia, with many others still missing. The British Columbia Medical Examiner's Office late Friday said there'd been 719 deaths in the past week, three times more than the average number recorded over the period. This is VOA News. A Syrian war monitoring group says seven children were among nine civilians killed by regime artillery fire on Saturday in Syria's last major rebel stronghold of Idlib in the country's northwest. The shelling also wounded around 15 others, according to the Syria Observatory for Human Rights. Saturday's death toll is one of the highest since an international ceasefire came into force in March 2020, but there are frequent violations of the truce brokered by regime ally Russia and rebel-backed Turkey. Russian warplanes have pounded the southern Idlib region over the past weeks in tandem with artillery shelling by regime forces, according to the Monitor. The war in Syria has killed nearly 500,000 people since it started in 2011 with the brutal repression of peaceful demonstrations. Afghan officials Saturday claimed hundreds of Taliban fighters have been killed in battles with government forces across several areas of Afghanistan, as Washington announced it would finish withdrawing its troops from the country by the end of August. All U.S. and NATO troops Friday vacated their main Bagram air base, from where the coalition forces led operations for two decades against Taliban and Al-Qaeda allies. The Afghan Ministry of Defense said Saturday over the past 24 hours, more than 300 Taliban fighters were killed in fighting with government forces, including many in airstrikes. There have been fears that Afghan forces would struggle without the air support that the United States has provided. The Taliban rejects the government's claims. Both sides often exaggerate each other's casualties, and their claims are difficult to independently verify. But since May 1st, when the U.S. military began its final withdrawal of about 2,500 troops, the two warring sides have clashed fiercely across the rugged countryside as peace talks between them have faltered. Thousands of people took to the streets of Burkina Faso on Saturday, demanding a stronger response to rising jihadist bloodshed after a massacre last month killed more than 130 people. The landlocked West African country has faced increasing attacks by jihadist groups linked to Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State since 2015. It was the first march organized by the opposition and civil society groups since President Roch Marc Christian Kabore was re-elected last year. Burkina Faso's president had asked the organizers to postpone the march, but the country's opposition leader welcomed, quote, a huge mobilization across the country despite government calls for a boycott. He claims during Kabore's first term, there were officially more than 1,300 deaths and 1.2 million internally displaced people. He says he fears the second term will be worse than the first because since the start of the year, he claims there's been more than 300 deaths. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.